Fenzo, yes, I mean, of all his band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, let's do this. 1:23, time for the club, Thursday Music Club. Very exclusive, red rope, velvet kind of thing. Big, giant bouncers and hot ladies dancing in cages. Then I woke up and realized it's just a radio feature. Wah, 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 wah. As my five-year-old says, all the bloody time. Oh, Dad, you dropped the fork? Yep. Wah, 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 wah. Wish I'd never showed him that. All right. The lovely Samantha Fisher is alongside for Play It Forward. Greetings.
Greetings, my love.
How are you?
Fabulous.
Is that a new phone?
No.
Really?
Is that a new sweater?
No, this is my Colin Jeffrey costume. This is my Colin Jeffrey Halloween costume.
I don't know who Colin Jeffrey is.
Ouch. Ouch. And he's right behind you.
Oh.
But he's not listening, so you dodged that bullet. All right, we'll get into some local music stuff here in a bit, but let's talk about Play It Forward and the future musicians to be that wouldn't otherwise have the chance to play some music if it were not for your efforts and the support of others as you gather instruments to get them to kids in schools to kind of turn their life around and enhance their world with music.
Yeah, I hope they all don't inspire to be Justin Bieber-ish.
Yeah, well.
That's a little scary. That kid's starting to worry me.
Well, Josh had a picture of the woman at the Brazilian place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
A bit of a looker. Oh. Right?
Mm-hmm. A beautiful Brazilian. Woo.
How do you spell that?
H-O-T.
Hot. And it took all of 1 minute into our music feature to just bring it right back to sex.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
It's for the kids, let's not forget.
We're gathering instruments for the children, musical instruments.
She brought it up. I'll just say that.
It was your fault.
Okay. Are
we
back?
I'm sitting here bagging my own jazz. What do I know? All right. Yeah, let's talk about that. What are you looking for? What do you got? What's going on?
This just in. I'm actually going to pick them up this afternoon. We've got a lady named Jen Powers from Facebook contacted me, and she's got a casino keyboard, a guitar, a flute.
Casio.
Oh, or that. Well, I was.
She has a casino keyboard. We play blackjack on the upper keys.
Oh, you're on a roll today. Anyway, what is it called?
A Casio. Casio.
Yeah, and a guitar and a flute and a couple things. And then your producer, Todd, last week picked up a couple of instruments from a lady that works somewhere in the buildings around here. I think that was a clarinet and a flute. So very happy about that. A couple of shows coming up. Do you want to hear about them?
Yeah, well, what are you looking? What's the laundry list? What are you looking for?
Well, we'll take anything but pianos. Yeah, you know, our story really doesn't change. The needs are great and, you know, brass instruments would be really nice because they're extremely expensive.
What about those East St. Louis kids who are trying to get, what, 35 violins? Where are you now?
Yeah, and I told you the marketing manager from Fazio's kind of stepped up and has given us 15 of those. And I had, like, I don't know, 9 or 12 of my own. So that wish list is pretty much completed.
Wow.
I know. It only took a few months, but I'm feeling really good about
that. Well, I remember when you came in and said, I need 35 violins. And I'm thinking, cold day in hell. And here we are.
And here we are. And
next.
And it's, yeah, we move on to the next. So it's kind of fun. Couple of shows for Play It Forward coming up. Of course, December 1st for the Baby Blues Showcase. Mm-hmm. We are looking for raffle items if anyone out there wants to contribute, gift certificates or candles, whatever. We accept everything.
That was random.
November 30th, we're a part of the Stevie Ray Vaughan Tribute Show again this year, which is a blessing. Stevie Ray Vaughan Tribute's the 15th annual, I believe. Tony, Jimmy, and Steve Picaro. And Play It Forward's allowed to be there. We kind of walk through the audience and raise money. Last year, we raised like $650 just in the evening and turned around and bought 3 violins for a school program. So just your monetary donations make a difference.
Yay.
Kind of cool. And I did want to mention, because they're good friends of mine, November 29th at Pop's Concert Venue, the Well Hungarians have their 20th year anniversary show. And all the old musicians that have played with the band and set in with the band are all coming in. Some of them are out in Nashville, and they're traveling in for this event. And if you bring a can of dog food, it's going to be an extra bonus.
Also random.
Because all the proceeds will benefit the animal shelters in the area. So, and, you know, it's the time of year to bring a can of food to shows. We're asking for a can of dog food.
Okay.
For all right, our four-legged furry friends.
20th anniversary of the Well Hungarian.
20th anniversary.
They're bringing in
That's a long time for a local band, and they've done extremely well.
All the musicians. They could fill Pops with just the girls that Johnny's dated. But then there wouldn't be room for Sorry, Johnny, I saw an opening.
Yeah, you did.
Which could have been his line. It is 1:28. All right, so there you go. There's that. And now.
You are in so much trouble today. Speaking of country music, which I love.
Thank you for the segue.
One of my favorite artists in St. Louis, Ricky Lee Tanner. This guy is amazing.
He's great.
Oh, he really is. He stage presence, and just to go to one of his shows is high beat, high energy. And I love his mission behind his music. It's about God, family, and country. And if you've met Jimmy Lee Tanner and his wife, Tanya, they're wonderful people.
Or Ricky Lee Tanner, for that matter.
Would I say Jimmy Lee?
That's Kenneth. You get your people mixed up.
I'm so confused. Jimmy Lee's in my heart right now, heavily. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, Ricky Lee Tanner just released his new album on September 30th. And you can catch him on November 8th. At Relay for Life at Kingdom Galloway, Kingdom City, Missouri. You can catch him November 10th at the Oak Glen Winery in Herman, Missouri, which you probably like that, don't you?
I've not been to that one.
You haven't?
No.
You haven't been to that winery?
No, I haven't.
I'm actually shocked to hear that. I thought you'd hit the circuit.
Try.
Well, she get them a get you a VIP pass to theirs.
Well, the checkpoints kind of cramp my style a little bit. Unless I could chop her in.
You can always catch them and November 30th at the train wreck, which is right across the street here. Anyway, full schedule, RickyLeeTanner.com. And let's check out this track.
Is this from the new one?
Yes.
All right. Let's listen to it, shall we?
There's a boy's dad swapping stories and chuckles, turning wrenches and busting knuckles on that old Ford that they fixed before. Just down the road, there's a couple of kids tossing a football, dreaming big about winning state. Yeah, they're gonna be great. Miss Becky, the homecoming queen from back in 93, still looks good wearing them cutoffs around the neighborhood. This here's my kind of town. This here's my kind of place.
Well, if there are any Ford executives listening, this is a truck commercial theme, if there ever was one.
And again, the man is extremely talented and been playing music all his life. I think he started when he was a little kid. So here's what can happen when you grow up with music as an influence.
Indeed. And I got to tell you, I think he sent me a friend request probably a couple of years ago or close to that on Facebook. And I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, who is this country bumpkin? I mean, he's got the hat, he's got the big belt buckle, he's got the shirts with the loopy rope stuff on it and all that, and the pointed cowboy boots. I'm like, what is this guy? And then I had heard his music a couple times, seen a couple videos. You brought some in. I'm like, this guy's the real deal.
He is the real deal.
I'm the hillbilly.
Yeah, you're the country bumpkin. Anyway, check him out, RickyLeeTanner.com. And get out there and support some of these shows and support these local artists. Speaking of supporting local music.
Yes, that's kind of why we do this.
And I always feel like I pronounce this young lady's name wrong, so I'm just going to
Well, you're
it.
Consistent.
Landon Neubacher. Do I have that correct?
How would I know?
This is a new band for them.
She pronounces it Barbara Davis, so no, you weren't even close. I don't know. I don't even know this person.
Well, I've got it written down. It's just the name. It just throws me every time. Sweet lady. Love her. She's done so much for the music scene. I think her songs and her music to me is very much a poet, very poetic, in my opinion. So I like it. And this is the Defeated Country, no county. I wrote country, but it's county.
Okay.
Sorry, darling.
Sorry, Barbara Jones.
This album was released July 13th at Off-Broadway, one of our favorite venues in St. Louis. And the next show is on November 12th at Lemons, and that's part of the Pancake Productions.
What does that mean?
Pancake Productions support local music, and they do a showcase every year, and they highlight unsigned artists. So I think that's kind of cool.
Okay.
You can check them out at pancakeproductions.net.
All right.
And you can find The Defeated County on Facebook. And here's what I read on their Facebook today. A creepy and catchy blend of indie, pop, rock, alternative, country, funded by writer, singer-songwriter Landon Neubacher.
All right, so we're going to go out with that. Well done. Also, more on Play It Forward. If you can help, the kids would appreciate it. PlayItForwardSTL.org for more information. That is the lovely and wildly talented Samantha Fisher. Always a pleasure to see you, my dear.
I don't know how talented I am, but I certainly am lovely.
And we'll go out with Langan New.
Yeah, Darkest Boxer. Eyes.
Baby, don't you know by now the blood's on our hands. We've killed the ones who born to see the devil when he holds on of these. The cracks upon the pavement and the bumps on the roads, at least I'm told, but I don't know. And so I see him everywhere, and I am scared that I might trip on him or accidentally let him inside me. Protect me, please. Come to my eyes.